This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I told you 2 weeks ago, 14 states would be joining Texas and sending troops to the Texas border, it would sound unbelievable, wouldn't it? But now it's happened. What a time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. And Harrison Smith, about a year ago, interviewed, and it's actually on the ballot coming up soon in Texas, should we secede? People that don't know Texas history, we're called the Lone Star State because in our treaty to enter the United States, even before the Civil War, we had the right written in to leave the Union and go back to being our own country if we ever wanted to. Now, I don't want Texas to be its own country. But if we have to invoke the powers of the states to pull out of the government, to reconstitute it without having a violent civil war, the Democrats are hyping, then that's something that needs to happen. Here's a clip of nearly a year ago. David Miller, president of the Texas Nationalist Movement, made the case for the Texit, not the Brexit, the Texit on American soil. Here it is.
This really is a great solution to so many problems that we see coming out of Washington.
Yeah, look, and Harrison, I'll even pull it back out. I mean, obviously for us, this is the shortest and quickest way to cut the Gordian knot, you know, to untangle it, is to cut it. When we look at the issues that we're facing here in Texas, whether it's the border crisis, whether it's, taxation policies or monetary policies, or even corrupt officials in Austin, the source of much of that can be traced right back to our relationship inside this political and economic union called the United States. And the way that you cure that is to become a self-governing independent nation and take your destiny in your own hands. But we have to also, I think, pull this back even further and realize that this movement for self-government and self-determination is really global. You know, at the end of World War II, there were roughly 54 recognized countries around the world. And by the end of the 20th century, there were about 192. Those countries didn't fall from space and the earth didn't get any bigger. There were people like us who said that they wanted to govern themselves.
Yeah, it's definitely a plan B, because if Texas goes, they've done major Pentagon analysis, they predicted dozens of states would join within 1 week. Well, Governor Abbott called the bluff, said he's not pulling the state guard. Biden says he may nationalize them, but you nationalize the guard for invasion. He's doing this to stop Texas and other states stopping an invasion. And I read the governor's statement earlier, but I want to go out to break and bring in our special guest, who's just at the Darien Gap with Brett Weinstein and, of course, the great Michael Young, and to give his great research take as a scientist and an executive on what he's seeing down there, analyzing all of this. The CEO of Peak Prosperity, Chris Martinson, is going to be joining us here in just a few minutes. But I wanted to play this clip of the governor. I wanted to invite everybody to go to InfoWars.com. or the State of Texas website and read what the governor said, because it's so important, and it's so important to fight for team humanity. All right, we're going to go to this clip and come back and do about 20 minutes commercial-free, 25 minutes with our guest, and then I'm opening the phones up here today. You may notice they're in stock. They were on pre-order. A month ago, I was on with Elon Musk, and I said, we should call it Team Humanity. He said, I agree with your plan. Anti-globalist or Team Humanity. The shirts are now in stock, now shipping, an image of the nuclear family. Team Humanity, 1776, InfoWars.com. Here is Governor Greg Abbott, and we'll come right back in just about a minute or two with our special guest.
What Texas is doing is just very simple, and that is because the Biden administration has really, truly abdicated its responsibility to secure the border and enforce the laws. Texas, very simply, is securing the border. And so we put up the razor wire that you were talking about, Bill, and we put up all these barricades that actually have denied illegal entry. And as you pointed out also in that screen, that there are criminals coming across our border. Texas has a right as a state to stop criminals from coming into our state, to make arrests of those criminals. And we have National Guard as well as Texas Department of Public Safety officers who are there to make those arrests and to deny illegal entry. And Joe Biden actually does have an option here. Joe Biden's option is to enforce the laws of the United States and stop this illegal entry.
The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Michael Young, you know, he does an incredible job exposing the UN invasion systems they've set up. And he went with Chris Martinson, Dr. Chris Martinson, and Brett Weinstein, the scientist. He's also a scientist. He's also, both these guys are best-selling authors, down to the main UN invasion point in northern South America into Panama. And what's happening? So we've got him to the bottom of the hour. He's a former scientist, PhD, Duke, and Fortune 300 executive at SAIC MBA Cornell. Dr. Martinson has just been down there for a week and given us his expert analysis. He has extensive experience analyzing data, thinking strategically, and running businesses. He is the CEO of PeakProsperity.com, an online community dedicated to building individual resilience and devoting to making sense of the world using logic, facts, and reason. Chris Martinson accompanied Michael Yon on his recent trip to the Darien Gap in Panama, PeakProsperity.com. All right, sir, we've got video and photos while you're talking for TV viewers. But radio listeners can just go find us at InfoWars.com/show or on X right now at Real Alex Jones. But wherever you'd like to begin, Jan really respects you, and I know you are. I respect you as well. Give us your expert analysis on what you just saw.
Well, you know, I've been resisting for a while. Michael's been inviting me down, saying, Chris, you have to see this with your own eyes. You know, I'd seen the pictures. I'd seen, you know, the death train. I'd seen all the people coming under the lifted wire. But I had to go to the source. He takes me down there, and we rode a long, skinny dugout canoe 4 hours up into the jungle, right to one of the first camps where people, when they're coming out of the jungle, they land there. We saw Chinese people there, Afghans, Venezuelans, and you know, basically every nationality. We saw it, and there's no other way to describe this, Alex. This is an invasion that's happening.
You were just there for a week. Tell us what you saw.
We saw, hey, listen, a lot of, you know, people yearning to be free, but they clearly all had gotten the message that it was okay, now's the time. We saw people who had been living successfully in other countries, like we met a Haitian who was in Chile. He'd been there 7 years. He had his five-year-old daughter with him. He was very well-dressed. He obviously had a decent life in Chile, but he had decided now's the time, now or never, get into the United States. So his daughter, who's five, had never seen, she grew up in Chile. She's Chilean at this point in time. So we saw all these people encouraged to come up. We saw NGOs everywhere. Red Cross is there. There were 61 NGOs, as I know Michael told you about, and they are just there being very clear. They want to encourage and create a route, a migrant route. Once a route is established through the jungle, and a route, by this I mean there's support. People pull up to these towns. They can buy flip-flops, sleeping gear, headlamps. They've got maps where to go next. There's buses lining up. While we were there, they upped the buses heading north from 40 per day to 200 per day, because that's what they had to do to navigate this incredible flood of people who are coming. I would say a lot of them, you know, we're on like the second, third wave of people who are coming. That means the first wave of Venezuelans were the rich people. They left. They drove up the price in Panama, say, 2 years ago. Now we're down to the third wave. Some of these people, Alex, they don't know how to read and write. I mean, they really haven't gone to school. So this is who we're encouraging to come up. And by the way, no question about it, saw some Chinese people in that camp who had a very strong military bearing and demeanor, well-muscled, tattooed, had the rigid, you know, posture and the eye contact. And none of them would talk. The Chinese were super, super closed up. We couldn't get anything out of any of them. They all wouldn't divulge a single thing. So this is, I can't believe we're allowing this to happen.
And, Doctor, for those that don't study this and know, the Chinese and other groups are experts that they send in military forces. They don't start killing people. They set up criminal operations, fentanyl, methamphetamine, and they ship the money back. So they use it to degrade us and demoralize us while they make huge profits. We've seen clearly, Muckraker got footage a few weeks ago. They were here in studio. Large groups of paramilitary officer-grade men with the same boots, with the same backpacks, with the same military bearing pouring across. I mean, this is a major operation.
If somebody is thinking that, no, nobody would send in sleeper cells, that's incredibly naive. Of course you would, if you had any idea that maybe you'd want to draw on those sleeper cells at some point. We just have to accept that. That's already happened, obviously. And the second thing is that we know even what they say, like the IOM, you know, the UN agency that's pouring billions into this, they say it very clearly. They want this equity thing. There are these poor people in these poor countries in migration. They say they want to harness the power of migration, right? That's settled science for them. It's just a good thing. But what does that mean? Well, they say, oh, well, it helps equalize things because these people come into these rich countries and they send remittances home. That starts to equalize stuff. So they're telling us very clearly in words, documents, deeds, that what they want is they want to make the rich countries poorer and the poor countries richer. Only nobody voted for this. Nobody agreed to this. You didn't. I didn't. Nobody listening to this agreed to this. But this is what they're doing, and they're doing it with unbelievable power and speed. And now that these roots are established, these NGOs could all disappear, and this would continue because now it's a root.
That was my next point is they're building the bridges. They're building the infrastructures. It's not just big boats bringing them across now. The infrastructure is now there, so it's not the first waves, you know, that are the people trying to flee, the entrepreneurs, the intelligence assets, mm-hmm. the spies. Now it's the giant unwashed masses.
Yeah, and the point is very clear. They want to do this because they think it's a good thing, that somehow this is beneficial. Nobody ever asked the question, are these people's lives actually better than if we had just given them a few bucks and told them to stay home? Is this any better than, you know, helping, you know, the countries where these people actually are? No, they've got this point of view, Alex, which is, this is a good thing. But if it's such a good thing, why do they make them walk this perilous journey? There was a period of time when up to 10% of people trying to get through the Darien Gap were dying because these are people usually accustomed to warmer climates. They have to go over a 1,300-meter or a 4,000-foot gap in a mountain line there. It's the continental divide in that part of the world. And they would lie down on the ground in the 40-degree temperatures, and all their body heat would get sucked into the earth, and they would die, right? It was... These people are getting raped, abused. There are cartels and coyotes and all sorts of criminals along the way taking money from them. And at the end of it, $3,000 to $5,000, they said, is what it would cost them to make this journey once they got into the Darien Gap to get into the U.S. Well, that's more than a plane ticket. Why would you make people go through this kabuki theater if you just wanted them to come into the country? It's a very bizarre thing. It just, like many things that we're seeing these days.
Well, it puts them under the control of the UN refugee centers. They're given UN cell phones. They're then told where to go. They've been brainwashed and put through months of boot camp before they come in.
Absolutely. And they are being distributed to communities all over the place. So this, Alex, this trip changed me. Before I was thinking, okay, this is a problem. Now I actually think this is beyond a problem. This is like blinking red lights. I don't even know what we'll do if or when it turns out. Like, we've already heard Senator Dick Durbin say, hey, you know what we want to do? We want to take these people who are illegal immigrants and give them a path to citizenship by putting them in the army. What a terrible idea.
And Germany just announced they're going mercenary force. Yeah, this is a larger plan.
Yeah, and then there's look at all the overlaps, right? Obviously, Democrats think they get voters out of this, so they like that because it keeps them in power. Maybe you could get a very compliant military force for who knows what sorts of reasons, but, you know, when we saw inauguration in 2021, we saw how National Guard troops were used to keep American citizens away from the inauguration. Maybe that didn't go as smoothly as they wanted. Maybe people, you know, put up a protest there. I don't know. But it clearly makes no sense for our country, the United States, or for Europe. This is an invasion, right? And That, to me, they're trying to say, oh, this is a racist theory you might have. It's like, no, no, there's a culture war at hand. There's some cultures just don't mix. There's only so fast a new culture can absorb, you know, into.
Sure, they're bringing in a permanent underclass they control. So what is your take on, within just 48 hours, 14 states joining Texas, 7 of them sending troops, Biden threatening to nationalize the state guard? I mean, this is a constitutional crisis right now.
Absolutely, but bring it on. We've had a constitutional crisis for a long time. I'm a huge fan of this. I think, you know,
no, I totally agree. Abbott's forcing it out in the open.
Good. Let's do that.
Very fashionable to bash Abbott, and I've been a big critic, but I mean, this is good, I think, what he's doing.
I've also been a big critic, but this I like, and I just want to let's have the conversation, and if it has to come down to it, let's have the fight. You know, as Michael explained to me, he said, if you're in Sweden, if you're a male, you really only have two choices left, right? Get some testosterone and fight, or you got to flee. Because at some point, those are your only choices.
Well, that's right. 80% of these are military-age males. It's not women and children. So let me ask you this. What was your views before you went and spent a month on the border in the jungle, on the border of Central and South America in Panama, versus your views now?
Before, I thought
wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Impressive. We've seen people, I'm sure you've met them, who've completely lost their ability to reason and make sense of the world anymore. They just say nonsense stuff, right? OBGYN doctors telling pregnant women it's safe to get this shot when it's never been tested, and the basis of science and medicine is testing and data, right? It's a bizarre thing, but here's where we are, and so maybe I should ask you, though, I mean, where are they going with this? Because the way I look at it, because I study the economy deeply, I study energy, I study all the systems deeply. I think, Alex, they're risking breaking this because I don't think they might not know what they're doing. I'm very worried where they're taking us.
Absolutely. Look, the globalists admit they're in trouble. They admit they're losing. And so they want to double down. They were talking about a full war with Russia. And the head French defense minister said last week, this will unify Europe and we'll have a war economy for 50 years. So this is real 1984 stuff. And so people look at a corrupt, out of control, dying global regime, and they say, oh, look, they're weak. No, that makes them dangerous.
Very dangerous. Because in my life, I mean, let's call them neocons, whatever we call them. They don't have reverse gear, right? They only double down, triple down. So where do we go from here, right? Count me among the people who think starting a war with a nuclear superpower is a very bad idea. I'm not alone in that. But that's part of fifth-generation warfare. They want you and I and everybody listening to feel like we're alone. We're not. The globalists.
That's why Sean Penn came out last year and said, nuclear war is okay. Let's have one. I mean, it's cuckoo land.
It's totally cuckoo land, but this is where they're going with this. And you can tell that they're going to take us to a very bad spot. The concern everybody ought to have is that they're going to push this to a point where it breaks, but they know not what they do. I was just talking with some people in the Christian community who feel very much like they're under attack, like the globalists feel like Christianity for some reason is too much of a bulwark against their whatever they want, that there's not room for their ideology and Christianity.
Oh, there's no doubt there's an attack on Christianity. Netflix and HBO and Amazon all have shows saying Satan's actually the good guy. Did you know about this?
Yeah, I think I saw some of that. I haven't watched any of it yet, but... maybe I will, just to see the end.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to it yet because there's so much of it. I've got like 7 or 8 pro-Satan shows that are produced by all the big companies, like Satan's good, Christians are bad. I mean, these people are...
Yeah, and they do their little winks, you know. They like to put that stuff right out in public, of course. You know, they've got their occult symbology. They do all of that stuff. Oh, who knows why? The concern everybody should have, and the reason I do what I do at Peak Prosperity, is I think everybody's got to get individually... ready. You know, you got to be resilient. You got to be prepared. I know you talk about this all the time. It's, I think, one of the highest services we can do is to tell people brace for impact because these people in charge, they're going to take that. They'll break this before anything gets better.
Dr. How else do you think we counter this? I mean, looking at the 14 states lined up, troops being sent, I'm concerned the deep state may stage a false flag. Truck bombs, shoot up a bunch of migrants. I mean, if I was them, they're losing the hearts and minds right now. I would need something to demonize anybody against open borders. I would stage a false flag.
Yeah, I would too, but that's just playing the odds, right? This is what they've done all through history. They've always just played the false flags. The one thing we know is that given a choice between being honest and doing something underhanded, they'll always do the underhanded thing. It's by default. That's their default mechanism. So I think everybody needs to be prepared for that. The way we fight this, though, is first you have to know what they're doing. You need the context. Second, I think it's insufficient to just think, you know, I reject this. You have to say it out loud. I know I do not consent to these people doing what they're doing to our children. I do not consent to what they're doing in terms of overrunning my country.
That's right. The first
country.
Thing is saying we see the problem and we don't agree with it.
Absolutely. You know, as I speak, it becomes so. It's magic, right? You got to put it out there and say no. And if we don't do that now, we're going to be facing a situation where we're going to actually have to do more than that soon, right? That's what comes next. And this is what we call an adjustment reaction in the space I'm in. So an adjustment reaction is you see a huge risk coming and you do something to prepare for that. And at the time, it feels like a complete overreaction. Oh my gosh, I'm a nut. I have food in my basement. I got some self-protection. I got some weapons. I got some ammo. What a nut. When the thing actually happens, you look back and realize this was a complete underreaction. That's where we're caught, and I know people are struggling with
exactly.
That.
Exactly. The guns are a side issue. It's the political operation that matters. Because like you said, 90% of the war happens before the shooting.
Absolutely. It's underway. That war has actually been run for years now. People need to understand it for what it actually is. And its aim is your cognitive landscape. It's your mind. They win when you are confused about everything, you feel isolated, alone, and most importantly, this is their main target, you are demoralized. They have all the power, there's nothing I can do, and that's when they win.
But that's a lie, because they have a lot of stolen power, but giving in gives them power, resisting gives us all the power. The only way to go is resistance. There's not even a choice.
Well, absolutely. And what they're afraid of course, is the numbers game, right? Just like the Aztecs of old, when the people finally rose up, weren't that many priests at the end of the day. So we read about Davos, right? Right now, undergoing just this past week, and they said, oh, we want to restore trust, you know? 3,000 people showed up to that. That's 3,000, right? That's literally one day's worth of people who came across at Eagle Pass, Texas, a week ago, right? It's tiny, but they want to maintain as if they have all the power, and they don't. It requires us to consent to giving that power.
No, right. It's all a giant confidence game. So what would you advise Governor Abbott and others to do right now, Doctor?
Keep that spine and fortify it with titanium. Like, it is time absolutely for a showdown, and I would be looking for a public display, something. I wouldn't just be waiting to react to something the federal government did. I would want to establish myself and establish it, because he's already thrown the gauntlet down, right? Hey, you have abdicated your role as a rightful purveyor and keeper of the laws. Since you didn't do that, we're stepping in and we're doing that. And I would set a condition that says, and by the way, we are not relinquishing this back to you until you meet these standards. You just lay it down.
Absolutely. And the feds say no, we just ignore them. Well, I'm a little concerned about the Supreme Court being blackmailed, though, with this ruling saying get rid of the barbed wire. What do you think?
A very high chance. Look, we have to get to the bottom of who's on the Epstein list and why and all of that. And I believe that there's some Supreme Court members on that list, right? So we have to understand what actually happened there. It's very clear that you can't make sense of some things, except they start to make a lot of sense when you understand the blackmail game. This has been going on for a long time. And I think it's just time to, for all of us good people out here in America to recognize something. It's not just there's a little bit of rot in Washington, D.C. It's not just there's something's a little off. This game is completely wrong at this point.
Yeah, this is a group that's decided to engage in a high-tech coup. Here's a short clip, because I want to get it on record, of Biden, as candidate Biden, saying, when I win, I'll immediately surge the border.
What I would do as president is several more things, because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come. I would change the order that the president just changed, saying women who were being beaten and abused could no longer claim that as a reason for asylum.
So that's his cover story. Dr. Chris Martinson, peakprosperity.com. People can go there, find all your great work, your book, and so much more. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here.
Love to have you in the studio sometime. All right, we're going to go to break. I got a bunch of news I haven't hit, and a bunch of breaking news is coming in right now. But I want to give the toll-free number out. I want to take your phone calls on 14 states joining Texas, 7 of them, sending troops. What's Biden and Obama and the globalists going to do next? This is wild. We'll give the number out when we come back on the other side. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Band.video is where you find all the censored videos. Band.video. You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release the virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special, the last half of January 2024, is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I want to open the phones up on one subject. 14 states joining Texas, 7 of them sending troops to the border. Texas saying they're going to ignore the feds because the feds are derelict in their duty, and the governor quoting the state and federal constitutions, as well as the Declaration of Independence. This is an incredible time to be alive. We're taking calls from first-time callers who never got a chance to get on or never were able to get on, first-time callers on the border and the crisis, and the fact that this is the UN openly running it with the federal government. What do the states do? What do you think of what's happening? What do you think is coming next? I'm concerned about false flags and so much more. That is all coming up. Hey, but you notice what I'm wearing. It's been in for a few days. was pre-order before. I was on over a month ago, like 4 weeks ago, 4.5 weeks ago, with Elon Musk on a 2.5-hour interview. And he said, the globalists hate us. They want to depopulate us. They want to kill us. And I agree with him. And I said, well, what do we call that? He goes, I don't know. And I said, how about Team Humanity? He said, I agree with you. Let's call it Team Humanity. It's a fundraiser shirt. It's limited edition. There's two different designs. It's the nuclear family, a man, a woman, a father, a mother, a little girl, a little boy. Team Humanity, Infowars.com, 1776. On the back, it says Team Humanity. There's another version right there. I didn't design that one. I think it's great. I designed the last one we just showed. People ask, what is Team Humanity? What is this? They distract us. I'm not saying you're bad as you watch it with sports and movies and all these side issues. No, humanity is under attack. And Team Humanity, the term Team Humanity, is starting to really get picked up out there. So, hey, if you don't even buy the shirt from us as a fundraiser, go make your own shirt. My point is, I'm wearing it. It came in today. It's been in for like 5-6 days. They finally got me one because our shipping department warehouse is in Denver, so they had it a week ago. It's been shipping out, but I just got this a couple days ago. So we got it in. I'm wearing it right now. Please get your Team Humanity shirt shipping out now. Limited edition, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. But the toll-free number to join us live on air for first-time callers is 877-789-2539. There it is on screen, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And for the next hour and 20-plus minutes, we are taking your calls live, unfiltered, uncensored. Just have a good phone. Agree, disagree. I just want to hear your ideas. I love your ideas. I love the different angles you take us in. 877-789-2539. All right, Tucker's always on fire. But he's up in Canada right now. In fact, get that clip first. We didn't play yesterday of him calling Trudeau up and saying, I'm coming up there to liberate your country from you. Trudeau that says he wants to be a Chinese dictator. And then Tucker slams the Canadian government for assisted suicide, targeting people whose ancestors built the country. Well, it's beyond that. They're targeting people that are wards of the state. So the state is their ward, and they decide to kill them. That's murder. Also, Tucker Carlson says transgenderism is a humiliation ritual, an attack on Christianity. Absolutely, it is an attack on humanity. In another clip in Canada, Tucker Carlson says the Democrats will do anything to stop Trump, including unspeakable things. I think that's all true. Let's play these clips back to back, and then we're going to your phone calls.
Thank you for your call. You have reached the media line. For all urgent requests, please send your request by email. Merci pour votre appel. Vous avez atteint la ligne médiatique. Merci beaucoup.
Yes, hi. I couldn't understand the French part, but it's Tucker Carlson calling from the United States. And I'd be grateful if you pass a message on to the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. We are coming to liberate Canada. We are coming to liberate Canada. And we'll be there soon. Merci.
If you're killing 50,000 of your citizens and the government is doing that through the MAID program, and a lot of them are not actually terminally ill, they're just sad, and the government is encouraging them to submit to being killed by the government, and then we'll release the recent statistics. Like, what is that? What is that? Yeah, so that's exactly what it is. It's killing large groups of people. And who are those people? Well, we don't know, because your government hasn't released the stat. What percentage of those are born in Canada? I bet right around 100%. So if you're a government, you have the duty to your citizens, people who are from here, people whose ancestors built the place, not exclusively to them, but primarily to them, to your citizens. Like, why else do you exist? It's to serve your citizens. And if you're targeting your citizens, how many people who arrived in Canada in the last 10 years have opted into the MAID program? I don't know the answer. I'd better answer it. It's all people are from here. Another government brags, oh, we're saving money. Did they die? That's the darkest thing I can imagine. I bet there's zero conversation about that in this country, because I know this country and I know what it's like. It's too horrible. No one wants to talk about it. You should talk about it. But more than anything, you should internalize the message of that, which is they hate me. They hate me to the point they're willing to kill me, which they are. And the third thing is, notice the erosion of your most basic civil liberties, not the ones granted to you by the crown, but the ones granted to you by God. And those would include the freedom of speech,
woo!
Which is inalienable. It cannot be taken from you no matter who is in Ottawa. dangerous, which they have, in case you haven't noticed. Violent crime now than it did 20 years ago. Have you noticed? Of course you have. You live here. Now they're telling you you can't defend yourself against that crime. We're going to disarm you. You can't protect your life or your family. And you're like, oh yeah, it's for the public safety. It's just not a big deal. These are weapons. We're another weapons of self-defense, which you need and deserve as a free person, not a slave. Subsidizing the media to the point where all of your big media outlets, which are disgusting, are state media. Because you take the state against you. Watch CBC, I do, occasionally. I can turn in any hour of the day and I will learn that I'm racist for driving an SUV and not being trans. That's the whole schedule of CBC program.
Yeah.
So if they're limiting your freedom to say what you think, which is freedom of conscience, the most basic of all freedom, your freedom to defend yourself and your family against bodily harm, which has got to be a twin to the first one. If they're taking away your voting power by changing the population of your country, which they are doing, and no one wants to talk about that, Canada has the highest immigration rate in the world per capita. And shut up, racist! That's not racist. I don't care if you're coming from New Zealand. I don't care if you're taking the population of Stockholm and moving them to Canada. If you change the population of the country, you change the country. And you dilute the voting power of the people who are vested in that country, the people who are born there, who have lived there long term, who understand the history, the culture of the country, who are bought in. And all of a sudden, their vote means much less. It's math.
History. You know, the iPhone makes history irrelevant, that's all about right now. But it's worth like learning some things about history, and here's my recommendation. Spend, you know, like an afternoon reading about the French Revolution, the Bolshevik Revolution of 1917, the Spanish Civil War.
By the way, hit pause.
And what do they all have in common?
Pause. If you're a TV listener or a TV viewer, you can see this. If you're a radio listener, you can't. What is that, 30, 40,000 people? All packed. Look all the way back in the nosebleeds. Here, Tucker Carlson in Canada. So is Tucker Carlson bigger since they fired him from Fox a year and a half ago, or is he smaller? All because there was X, a place he could be heard. In fact, look up the numbers. I just said today 20,000 because I saw a close shot of the central crowd. No, that's 30, 40,000 people. That's bigger than most of the crowds Trump's getting right now. And again, that's a guy telling the truth. That shows how popular freedom is as he's up there to liberate Canada. Remember, he joked before he got fired off Fox a year and a half ago. He said, maybe the U.S., we're going to go free country, should invade Canada. He said, of course, that was a joke, but now he's up there. Absolutely incredible. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely over the top. I mean, look at this. Look at this. All the way up in the nosebleeds, and all the way back, and all the way around.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
That's got to be 30,000 at least people. Because I'm told the people that were there that shot it, they say it kept going back, but there was like, they weren't even in the total nosebleeds. There's like a whole back area and a side area. So you're seeing about half of it right there. And it was whole wings behind it and up, just full. They said it was almost at capacity. I mean, look at those shots, way up in the nosebleeds, full. So if you want to see what victory looks like, it's that. And imagine being the globalist. And they're seeing that. I mean, Bill Gates can't get 10 people out to hear him, or they all hate him. Neither can Klaus Schwab. Neither can Yuval Noah Harari or O'Biden. And they see that. What does that say? But everybody on the fence who's political, who's worked for the system, yeah, they don't totally serve the new order. They don't even like it, but they're scared. They see that and they go, wow, that's popular. I should join that. I should be part of that. All right, we got loaded phone lines. James, Christian, Curtis, Jennifer, John, Amanda, Billy, Ian, Michael, Paul in Hawaii. We're going to go to all your calls in the order that they were received. So let's start at the top with James in Oklahoma. James, Your view on the 14 states back in Texas, seven of them sending troops. What do you think the deep state does next?
Well, thank you for taking my call, Alex. I really appreciate it. Kind of nervous, so I'm going to try to keep my composure. But this is a necessary escalation, right? It is an escalation. All these states saying no to the federal government.
It's a massive, beautiful escalation.
Yes, it's very, very, very necessary. 22 million people plus, who knows the real number at this point, have come into our country, and we've been on our heels for a long time. We're finally digging into the dirt and taking steps forward, and it feels good to win, man.
Well, imagine the pressure on these states to be doing the right thing.
I know, man. Kevin Stitt, our governor, he stood with them. I immediately got on his Twitter and started supporting him.
Well, I'm going to tell you behind the scenes, it's the donor class, because most Republican donors aren't globalists, but they still go along with the system. I can tell you all the money, except the top ones, is saying no to this, because they can see this is a takeover of the country.
That's good, man. Even though they, like, some, you know, enemy of my enemy sometimes, you know what I mean? But
well, it's beyond that. I mean, there's a lot of establishment people that realize, wait, the old game's over. Like, you better choose a side right now.
Yeah, it's
what do you make of Tucker and these gigantic crowds in Canada?
Oh, it's awesome, man. Remember when Tucker said, we're going to liberate Canada? That's the first steps right there. You see it.
And again, they tried to stop 20, 30,000 protesters with the convoy. How do they feel now? How's their intimidation now? And now the federal courts ruled against Trudeau.
Man, it's going to be, these next few years are going to be crazy. I'm just so happy I'm alive during it.
I agree, brother. Absolutely. Thank you so much for the call. Great points. Michael in North Carolina, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Great to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
I think we should let nature handle this problem. Every day that they let 800 people into this country, we should turn 800 alligators loose in that river.
Yeah.
See how fast they stop coming across.
Well, I don't think we've got anybody that can wrangle 800 alligators. You know, the people being brought in are refugees from globalist policies of lockdown. I'm not even their enemy. They're just being used as a weapon. But seriously, what else is on your mind, Michael?
I just think that they're going to form it and make an army against us. I think that's what their plan is. At some point in time, they're going to blow the whistle and they're going to congregate and do.
Well, they're all given government phones and NGO phones, and they are announcing illegal aliens will be the new military and police. So that's actually true. That's not speculation.
I'm just concerned for my family and my grandkids and everybody else.
Brother, I'm concerned, too. Are you heartened by the 14 states lining up with Texas?
I love it. I wish North Carolina would jump in there, but unfortunately our governor is blue. So.
Thank you so much, Michael. Let's talk to folks in Hawaii. Paul in Hawaii, what's your view on this?
Hi, Alex. I agree 100% with what Texas is doing. I think they have every right to do that. I think every state should be doing it. I've heard that in Massachusetts, they want to allow people to live in the homes, and they're asking citizens to let them into their homes.
Yeah.
I believe there is a law that's against soldiers living in homes early on.
That's right. There's a law that's quartering troops. That's in the Bill of Rights. And now we're quartering illegal aliens.
And these people are. They're going to be troops. Mark Anthony said that you can judge a tyrant because he sits at a table with foreigners. He doesn't trust his own kind.
That's why Rome eventually fell, was bringing in illegal aliens.
Yeah, it's a ditto. I've seen it in Europe. I've seen what's happened over the years. I've done business over there for years, and it's really sad. And the people in charge, like you say, you know, they're digging their bunkers, like Mark Zuckerberg here. Just a side note. I haven't seen any federally required literature on the structural geology on what he's building or the geological aspects to the hydrology of the island of Kauai.
Well, that's right. They use hydrology to not let anybody build, as you said. They use these weird water rolls. But I've noticed, I actually heard that from engineers while I was there. He's not following any of the permitting.
Well, there's federal laws. There was a book, I think it was written by Rutherford Platt. He was on the commission back in the 80s regarding building its coastal policy. You can look it up. I'm sure they're breaking a lot of federal laws, but I'm sure some of those laws are probably lax because of the state of Hawaii being basically a coastal location.
And well, think about this.
For about 30 years.
Yeah, think about this. The globalists steal everything, set up a society so dangerous they all build bunkers. Why would they be good stewards of things and build a society where they didn't need bunkers? It's so stupid.
Well, not only that, it's like they go out in public and they surround themselves with security guards. They want to, I mean, I guess people really want to go after them. I guess it's crazy. It's, well, if you've got that much vitriol against you with people, you would think that you're doing something wrong. But I guess they can't look in the mirror and reflect. That's the real issue. And that has to do with the spiritual aspect that you always speak to, Alex.
Well, they're talking about Paul, a political realignment in Hawaii. Is Hawaii waking up?
Unfortunately, we aren't. You've seen what happened in Maui. That's been really quelled. It's I guess they're really dragging their feet, the insurance companies, to steal the land. I think what I heard is the people, a lot of the boys that might do something are being paid off. But I think it's all about pay for play, which I think the Chinese learned early on. You know, I witnessed that when they took over the pharmaceutical company. A friend of mine used to be the president of the largest pharmaceutical company in Spain. And I asked him what was the biggest problem. And he said cross-contamination of drugs. And about 3 years later, I saw him in Germany at a meeting. And I asked him how he was doing. He said he retired. They sold the company to China. And I said, well, what do you think about that problem with contamination that you told me about, where about 10% of the product was no good? And he said, well, they're probably selling it to, you know, Europe and the United States.
Absolutely. So thank you, Paul. Issue. Thank you. God bless you. Great points. Amanda in South Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, darling.
Hey.
I want to call on Governor Henry McMaster to get up off his hands and get behind Texas.
Yeah, 14 governors have. Your governor hasn't?
No, he's always, it wasn't even a month ago, these legal gas station drugs were killing people. Georgia and North Carolina passed laws to put bans on those, and I'm hearing crickets in South Carolina.
Well, I've got to check my map, because my map says South Carolina's joined Texas, but I'll check that.
I hope he has. But I'm calling on him if he hadn't to do it.
Beautiful. Anything else on your mind?
No, I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. I love Southerners. It makes people mad everywhere else. A woman calls you darling or sweetheart. The waitress always gets a bigger tip when they do that, though. Let's talk to Ian in Texas. Ian, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex. It's great to talk to you. Long-time listener, first-time caller, multi-decades. Wanted to let you know, first off, you need to check out, it's an old movie from HBO, 1997. It's called The Second Civil War. It's with Beau Bridges, Bill Hartman, and Dennis Leary. This, of course, is a hokey kind of, you know, storyline with it, but because it's HBO, but it parallels, oh my God, so incredibly with everything that's going on right now. It is just... It's scary how much
it parallels. Isn't it incredible the times we're living in?
Oh, this is nuts. I mean, my family has been involved in almost every single war this country's ever had, from, you know, two Minutemen to a captain that got a sword directly from Washington to great-grandfather going up the hill with Teddy Roosevelt, San Juan Hill. Both sides of the Civil War. My father, Marine Corps, Navy Corpsman with Marine Corps, stationed with the 3rd Fleet Marine. My other grandfather worked on the atomic bomb.
Hold on, we got to go to break, Ian. Don't hang up. Back in 2 minutes, I'll let you finish up. Yeah, historic stuff happening. Hour number 3, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.